More Idaho Matters right now. Today is International Museum Day, May 18th. However, this Sunday, May 21st, museums across the Treasure Valley will be celebrating with events for the whole family. Joining us today to talk more are Cindy Bush, Watershed Education Manager and Boise Museum Association President, as well as Tate Mason, Director of the World Center for Birds of Prey, as well as a BMA member. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Thanks for having us on today.
So, Cindy, tell us what International Museum Day is.
It's an annual day where we celebrate all the museums and the cultural assets that we have right here in Boise. And it has been taking place since 1977 internationally. We've been celebrating it locally for at least 15 years.
Okay. And so in your opinion, Cindy, why is it important to have a day like this and to recognize, what all of our museums have to offer?
Well, we are so fortunate in Boise that we have such cultural offerings, everything from art to history, environmental science, and you name it. We are so fortunate. We have the largest population of museums in the state of Idaho right here in the Treasure Valley.
So, Tate, as I mentioned, you are on the board, but you are also with the World Center for Birds of Prey. We just talked about the Raptor Fest that will be happening, but I'm curious for folks who might not know a lot about the World Center Birds of Prey, if you could tell folks a little bit about it.
Yeah, absolutely. The World Center for Birds of Prey is the headquarters of the Peregrine Fund, a nonprofit organization that works on behalf of raptors all over the world. And we have the Interpretive Center here in Boise, which people kind of affectionately call the Birds of Prey. And we host field trips. You know, we've got field trips. And I think all the museums are hosting field trips this time of year. But it's just a great way to facilitate communication with the students, with schools, and with our communities.
And you've really expanded at the World Center of Birds of Prey over the years, Tate. And I know, like, both my kids in the fourth grade with Idaho State History got to come out, you know, on field trips, as you mentioned. So there, it's a really family-friendly museum. So what will you be doing on Sunday as part of International Museum Day?
Importantly, we'll be at the State Museum. And so all 13 of the museums, there's 15 museums in the Boise Museum Association. 13 of us will be running booths at the State Museum. And so although the World Center for Birds of Prey will be open this Sunday, you can come here. This event is downtown. And so we'll be there. We're going to bring a kestrel and a peregrine falcon, and we'll be able to compare and contrast two of the most impressive aerial hunters in the world.
So, Cindy, why decide to bring all of the museums in one location on Sunday? Is it, I would assume, maybe easier, but also, does it allow people to kind of get a taste and a flavor for all of the museums without having to, you know, drag your kids from place to place?
It really does. It makes us really accessible to the public. This is a free, family-friendly event at the Idaho State Museum, and it's a great central location where we can all gather, all the Boise Museum Association members, and just show the general public a little bit about what we have to offer and our programs as well as our collections.
So let's talk a little bit more in depth, Cindy. We know what the Center for the Birds of Prey Center will be doing, but I mean, you're going to be, there's going to be the Boise Art Museum there. The James Castle House will be there. What, the Discovery Center will be there. We've got MK Nature Center. I mean, Zoo Boise, the list goes on and on. So talk to us a little bit about what folks can expect when they come to the event.
Great. Well, the event is free and will be located in the Pioneer Village and Julia Davis Park. And we're each bringing a unique activity really focused on kids. So, for example, the Watershed will be doing a water engineering challenge. This one's geared for ages 3 through 10. We have the James Castle House bringing an art project. The Idaho Botanical Gardens will be there helping folks identify flowers and peel apart the pieces of a flower. We also have the Idaho Museum of Mining and Geology doing a gold panning activity.
Oh, that's so cool. And then what, kiddos can dig for dinosaurs with the Discovery Center?
I believe so. This year, they may be changing it up to be more Star Wars themed to go with their exhibit.
Right. Yeah, with that exhibit they have. So where can folks find out more information, you know, if they're trying to figure out, okay, you know, we know that it's at the State Museum, but for folks who may not know exactly where that is, Cindy, where do they find more information?
You'll find more information on our website, boisemuseums.org, as well as our Facebook page. And it's from noon to four. The event is free. We do have wonderful music selected by Idle Time Band. Also, if you bring some money, you can take advantage of the two food trucks available. We have Tony's Tamales and Sunset Soft Serve.
And Tate, why is it important for, you know, your organization to be a part of the Boise Museum Association and therefore, you know, participating in a day like this where it's not just, I think, you know, celebrating these museums, but really letting the public know that these museums actually exist here in the Treasure Valley.
Yeah, correct. The Boise Museum Association provides an avenue for a kind of a dialogue and camaraderie between museums. And that is such an important connection. And then some of the museums have a larger budget, higher profile, and that sort of thing. But this gets everybody on a playing on an even playing field where we can all present what we have to offer and people can discover something new. And that's one of my favorite things about International Museum Day.
And Cindy, what about you? You know, kind of same question. Like, why is it, you know, important for people to know that, I mean, these museums are here? I mean, some of them, as Tate mentioned, I think are pretty high profile just where they're located, right? But some people may not even know that we have a mining and geology museum.
Correct. And I think it gives an opportunity for people to better sample what each of the museums has to offer in a very family-friendly environment. And there's been a few new emerging museums in the last few years. For example, James Castle House joined in the last couple of years. And people may have not had the opportunity to visit.
Well, I think the work you do is so great. We're so lucky to have all of these museums. So thank you so much for everything that you do with the museums and recognizing and celebrating International Museum Day. So thank you both for your time today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. A mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.